This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
Last time, I talked about how livestock produced about 20% of the world's methane, and how most people wrongly believed that this methane came from the back end of livestock. Now, largish animals, such as cattle, pump out around 280 litres of methane per day, while sheep, which are far smaller, produce only 25 litres. In terms of volume, methane is the number two greenhouse gas after number one, which is, of course, carbon dioxide. We humans, and the livestock and agriculture that we manage, dump a lot less methane than carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. But methane is over 20 times more potent as a global warming gas than carbon dioxide. So 1 ton of methane has the same carbon dioxide equivalent as about 20 tons of carbon dioxide. If you take account of this extra potency of methane in the USA, methane is responsible for 2% of their greenhouse gas damage. Now, different countries have got different proportions of heavy industry and primary industry, or if you like, smoking chimneys versus bucolic pastures. In the USA, there are fewer cattle and people, about 2 head of cattle for every 5 people. In New Zealand, there are only 4 million New Zealanders living on their 2 islands, but they share their home with 45 million sheep, 10 million cattle, and over 1 million farmed deer. Because New Zealand has so little heavy industry, and I quote, over 50% of its greenhouse gas emissions arise from methane from enteric fermentation, which is a fancy way of saying from the guts of livestock, unquote. This is according to Catherine Hayhoe, an atmospheric scientist at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. So methane accounts for about half of the greenhouse gases that New Zealand emits, and this methane is about 22 times more potent than carbon dioxide. In Australia, sheep and cattle produce 14% of our greenhouse gases damage. Most of Australia's methane emissions come from the agriculture sector. Our tens of millions of cattle and sheep produce 90% of this methane, about 3 million tonnes per year. So methane from cattle is a significant worry, and this is why various bodies around the world have researched this. The first thing to work out is from which end of the cattle does the methane come? So at last we get to the answer. The New South Wales Department of Agriculture in Armidale has been using a reverse aqualung combined with a small vacuum pump. Instead of delivering gas into the lungs, it samples what comes out. And it turns out that the vast majority of the methane, around 95%, comes from the mouth. In plain and polite words, most livestock-related methane comes from burping, or eructation, if you want to be polite, not from farting, or the other end, if you want to be polite. In Australia, CSIRO has produced a colour-coded map of methane emissions covering all of Australia. And already, research has shown that we can reduce methane emissions from livestock. First, by adding urea to the diet of livestock, this reduces the amount of methane emitted. Second, New Zealand scientists found that if the livestock ate plants rich in condensed tannins, they would produce up to 16% less methane. Unfortunately, these plants are more expensive than the livestock's regular feed. Third, we can breed cattle to have improved feed efficiency. Now, according to Andrew Alford, a livestock researcher with the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries, in the next quarter century, this would reduce methane emissions from livestock by 3% and at the same time give bulkier cattle. Fourth, antibiotics given to cattle can attack the bacteria that produce the methane and so reduce the methane output. However, we need to consider the issue of bacteria becoming resistant to these antibiotics and then passing on this resistance to other bacteria that do attack humans. A fifth approach has been taken by CSIRO Livestock Industries. They've come up with a vaccine to slow down these methane-producing bacteria. The vaccine drops methane production by 20%, and because there's a greater efficiency of processing food in the animal's gut, there's also a mild increase in weight and possibly wool production for sheep. And sixth, what about cutting back on how much meat we eat? And seventh, and so on and so on. But the point of all of this is that methane comes out of the mouth of the cattle, not the back end. I guess that a lot of us can't tell one end of a cow from the other.
What does it mean? Why is it so?